This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, a great nation, when over 32% of Americans have now been fully vaccinated. The reason that that's better than it sounds is because most of those people who've been vaccinated are the people who need it and need it most, being people who are adults, particularly older adults. Among older adults, fully vaccinated, I believe, is now a majority. I hope we can achieve more. I think we almost certainly will. The Biden administration not necessarily helping with some very mixed messaging. We will get to that. And concerning mixed messaging, I wonder if CNN, after spending a great deal of last night ripping Senator Rick Santorum for talking about basically the limited impact, he said no impact, of Native Americans on contemporary American culture or on American culture and the evolution of this country, if they will give coverage to the big story about the fate of Cahokia, that was the mysterious city near St. Louis that archaeologists tell us once existed for Native Americans, some 1,000 years ago, and that disappeared for reasons we don't fully understand, but they believe they understand them better now, disappeared long before Europeans ever arrived. And when I say long before, we're talking about 150 years before there was any contact between that part of the continent and European settlers, explorers, or anything. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Let me go to a local story, and it's actually kind of a series of local stories, but I think they illustrate some bigger problems that we have in the country at large. In Edmonds, Washington, which is really a very, very nice town, and in the old days when they used to have arts festivals, remember that? Arts and crafts festivals. Edmonds Art Festival is always a great place to visit. Edmonds, for those not familiar with the Seattle area, is, about a half hour from downtown, approximately. Up north, it's in a different county. It's in Snohomish County in the state of Washington. There is this report from a local website in Edmonds, following a report that swastikas were recently spray-painted on the trunks of several trees at Southwest County Park. Edmonds Mayor Mike Nelson yesterday outlined what he called a preventive plan to address this and other acts of hate in the city. I don't know about the other acts of hate, but according to a mayor's office announcement, an Edmonds resident alerted the city of Edmonds and Snohomish County officials of the swastikas at the park, which is owned and managed by Snohomish County, but located between Olympic View Drive and 76th Avenue in Edmonds. And this is right near where a member of our staff resides. Can I say that? It's close. I just did. Okay. Correct. We are hearing from that member of the staff that he had absolutely nothing to do with this story. Well, that's a relief to me. Let me make it clear. There was never any suspicion in that direction. Never, ever. Okay. Now they report that a coordinated effort was launched to address the situation involving the city, Snohomish County Parks, and the Snohomish County Executive's Office. Now, let me say, when you hear this and you hear what they're planning to do, does it sound like it might be a little bit of an overreaction? I mean, do I think that swastikas anywhere are acceptable in any way? And there's a much more serious incident in Portland that we'll get to in a moment. But course not. Of course not. This is not acceptable. I don't think that trashing a public park is acceptable in any way, and that includes by camping on it or setting up a homeless encampment in the public park, let alone defacing that public park with symbols of hate. And a swastika is a symbol of hate. No one can deny that a swastika is a symbol of hate. The Edmonds Police Department took a police report. Snohomish County Parks Department dispatched rangers to the areas where the incident happened. After documenting the crime, rangers were able to successfully remove the symbols. Good for them. I hope they didn't damage the trees in the process. And however they removed the symbols, maybe painting over it or something, good for them. The mayor of Edmonds, whose name is Mike Nelson, said the use of symbols like swastikas is an act of hate, meant to harness and induce fear in those who encounter them. Such continuing acts of hate, destruction of property, and intimidation of our residents will not be tolerated. We are taking action to ensure these acts don't take place in our parks and community in the future. Now, here's the plan. Number one. The city is researching the placement of night vision game cameras on and in trails and parks citywide. The purpose of these cameras in public areas is to deter criminal behavior and to potentially aid in the apprehension of those committing crimes. Signage would be posted at entrance and egress points, notifying people using the parks that due to factors of protection and safety, those entering may be subject to surveillance. The city will ask Snohomish County to place similar surveillance cameras at Southwest County Park. Okay, game cameras, they're intended to spot animals, which I guess is appropriate for people who decide they want to put swastikas on trees. But doesn't this louse up the park even more to warn people about dangers or that you are being watched by game cameras? There really has to be a better way. I mean, I hope they find whoever perpetrated this hideous act. But the city will also, it says, will work with community groups to develop a town hall meeting that will include information and education about what defines malicious harassment under state law, as well as other hate-related crimes. Okay. Fine, town hall meeting's always good, and I guess, and maybe people can get together and figure this out, and maybe they can help figure out who did this thing. In another neighborhood I could mention, which is the one that I live in, it was about 15 years ago. It was a while ago. We had a swastika incident, and it was pretty terrible. Lots of swastikas, and then Jews this way to the ovens, written on the walls, and that was horrible. And the whole community came together. There were members of local churches who helped paint over this stuff, and they apprehended the guy who was a student at USC. Yeah, no, really, and happened to be, I hate to say it, of Jewish background. A true sicko. I'm sorry, and I don't think I can be sued for saying that under the circumstances. I mean, really. So judgmental. Well, speaking of judgmental, okay. In Portland, they had, if anything, an even worse incident than in Edmonds. And this one, I think, is really pretty bad. Vandals struck the Oregon Holocaust Memorial in southwest Portland's Washington Park, scrawling swastikas across the memorial's stone wall, a city official said. The vandalism, written in white, included, along with the swastikas, the numbers 1488. What does that mean? This has got a secret meaning, but I have the answers right here. We'll share with you moments from now. Right here on the MedBed Show.
The main thing is that you're a hypocrite and you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
You're listening to the Michael MedBed Show.
first became aware of Josh Tolley as a very well-known commentator and writer who talked all about how to apply timeless values to the job of investing and business. And now he has an opportunity you need to know about.
Michael, first let me say it is a pleasure to be involved with your show and earn your endorsement. But you're right. People are worried. Politics, societal decay, market volatility, even how to transfer wealth to that next generation. Shift Capital can protect up to 25% of a family or business's wealth, offering tax-free, yes, really, tax-free compounding, no market tie-ins, 5 to 6% compounding dividend return, protected from creditors and with a 140-year track record. Before you invest, protect the money first. ShiftCapital.com, shyft-capital.com, or 1-800-289-7061.
Or you can find out further information at michaelmedved.com. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/Medved, you can get a free mini book. Free! Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/Medved. That's discovery.org/Medved.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Michael Medved.
This is outrageous.
So what about that number 1488? Actually, usually the way it's used by white supremacists and Nazis, it was scrawled on a Holocaust memorial in Portland, Oregon, and southwest Portland's Washington Park. But beautiful park, by the way. Police notified Parks Bureau staff of the anti-Semitic graffiti around 11 a.m. on Sunday. Maintenance crews later managed to remove the graffiti And since it's from a stone wall, it may have been easier to remove than from a tree. I don't know. Ross, the vandalism remains under investigation by police. The Portland Police Bureau did not respond to a request for comment on Sunday night. In 2016, someone painted a swastika on the statue of a former Portland mayor, Avera Katz, which was located in the city's East Bank Esplanade. Mayor Katz and her Jewish family fled from Nazi Germany when she was a child in the early 1930s. Which is when my mom and her family fled from Nazi Germany as well. At the end of the memorial wall is a soil vault panel where soil and ashes are interred from the extermination camps of the Holocaust. Engraved in the granite panels on the backside of the wall are the names of people who died in the camps as well as their surviving relatives who live in Oregon and Southwest Washington. Okay. The 1488, the number 88, I think some people know, the eighth letter of the alphabet is H. So 88 is HH, which is supposed to stand for Heil Hitler. And the number 14 that preceded it is part of what is called the 14 words, which is a slogan that has been publicized and popularized since the 1980s, and it originated with a horrible white supremacist, no longer living, named David Eden Lane, and the 14 words are, we must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children, and then they were followed by secondary 14 words, because the beauty of the white Aryan woman must not perish from the earth. And the two slogans were coined while David Lane was serving a 190-year sentence in federal prison for violating the civil rights of a talk show host named Alan Berg. He didn't just violate his civil rights. He was killed. Alan Berg was shot dead. He was murdered by another member of the group, The Order, a group that is officially no longer in existence, in June of 1984. The slogans were publicized through the now-defunct 14-word press founded in 1995 by Lane's wife to disseminate the husband's writing. The reason I'm sharing this with you is because it all goes back to hatred of America. And the anti-Americanism of people who have lived in this country, who have actually seen this country in its realities, anti-Americanism is sick and dangerous. Lane's ideology was anti-American, and Lane considered loyalty to the United States to be race treason. And he upheld a secondary slogan entitled, Our Race is Our Nation. That was Orion, O-R-I-O-N. Viewing the United States as committing genocide against white people and as having been founded as a new world order to finalize a global Zionist government. Again, when you talk about this, David Eden Lane, he died in prison. And obviously a miserable life and a horrible human being. But what we are talking about here is that one of the charges against America is a white supremacist place. America is this horrible Nazi-like, repressive, racist regime. Think about these creeps. Who are the real thing? Real Nazis. And how much they hate America. Speaking of hating America, there is this report from Newsweek. Amid continued talks about a revived nuclear agreement, which is, I think, there are a lot that are more dubious. This is one of the most dubious undertakings of the new Biden administration. is the idea that we need a new agreement between Washington and Tehran. Iran leased a video clip that I'm sure has encouraged a lot of people about how well these negotiations are going to go. The video clip depicts an attack of the Iranian military blowing up the U.S. Capitol. Okay, my question is, what are the production values of this clip? I mean, are we talking about... Because do you remember, Jeremy, do you remember a couple of years ago they did a cartoon version of blowing up Seattle, North Korea did, showing North Korean missiles, like one of them I think was called their Longdong missile, striking against Seattle and blowing up the Space Needle and basically destroying Seattle, and it was animated. That was, of course, before North Korea became our great friend during the last administration, not. Does anyone else think it's questionable that you should really continue negotiating in good faith? Well, there are elements, at least, in the Iranian government that are advertising the intent to blow up the Capitol building. Is it any more forgivable for Iranians to want to blow up the Capitol building than it is for American citizens to want to storm the Capitol and hang Mike Pence, which was part of what they were looking for? And with all of that going on at the moment, there is this. How does a city collapse? This from the New York Times. 1,000 years ago, a city rose on the banks of the Mississippi River, near what eventually became St. Louis. Over miles of rich farms, public plazas, and earthen mounds, the city, known today as Cahokia, was a thriving hub of immigrants, lavish feasting, and religious ceremony. At the peak in the 1100s, that's right, 1100s, almost 1,000 years ago, Cahokia housed 20,000 people. Wow. It was a greater population at that time than in Paris. So what happened to this great city in the center of our continent? We'll tell you coming up on the Medved Show.
Medved.
In my opinion, he's the most powerful man in the world.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's goal is to get 70% of adults at least one vaccine dose by the 4th of July. The administration also saying they're going to reallocate some shots to states with higher demand. Speaking at the White House, the president also saying that the most vulnerable are being vaccinated.
And as we stand here today, almost 150 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. Over 105 million Americans are fully vaccinated. And among our most vulnerable populations, seniors, we're nearing 85% of those who've gotten their first shot. 70% of the seniors are now fully vaccinated. It's a dramatic turnaround from where we were in January.
The Biden administration also saying roughly 6% of remaining U.S. troops in Afghanistan have been withdrawn. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Show on God's green earth.
I'm sorry, but that is the truth.
The Michael Medved Show.
And you may remember on the Michael Medved Show that the week before last, we had on our show two distinguished medical leaders in the fight against COVID-19 who were talking about a fourth wave here in the state of Washington. Which is sobering. There's news about that, which we will get to in a moment. It was not a pandemic that destroyed Cahokia, which was, and again, this is not some crank conspiracy weirdo kind of legend. It's real. It's archaeologically provable that the most advanced Indian culture, Native American culture ever in North America, was what was called the Hopewell Civilization, which was in the middle of the country and around the Mississippi River. And their biggest settlement, apparently, or city, as they people prefer to call it, was Cahokia. Now, do I think that this is a city in the terms that they compare it to Paris, because the population apparently of 20,000 people living in Cahokia and its immediate vicinities was about 20,000 people. No, there are no ruins. There are no big buildings. There are no large temples. This is not like the temples you see in the jungles in Guatemala or in Yucatan Peninsula with the Mayans, or that you could find in Mexico proper with the Aztecs, or certainly with Inca civilization down in Peru. It's different. These were called mound builders. And they built mounds, but there's very little left of their civilization. They, by 1350, Cahokia, which apparently had peaked, the archaeologists say, in the 1100s, Cahokia had largely been abandoned. And why people left the city is one of the greatest mysteries of North American archaeology. they have the same kind of mystery with the Mayans civilization, which peaked at about the same time, the 1100s. And they also have no idea why the Mayans basically left these cities, abandoned these temples, abandoned these palaces that they had actually built, and headed back to the jungle. Now some scientists are arguing that one popular explanation, that Cahokia had committed ecocide by destroying its environment and thus destroyed itself, can be rejected out of hand. Recent excavations of Cahokia, led by Caitlin Rankin, an archaeologist at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, show that there's no evidence at the site of human-caused erosion or flooding in the city. Her team's research was published in the May-June issue of GeoArchaeology. In any event, the fact that you haven't seen spectacular pictures of the ruins or the artifacts from Cahokia or from any aspect of Hopewell civilization doesn't mean it didn't exist, doesn't mean the Indians weren't there, but it does mean that what you didn't have is a profound influence on the civilization that later grew up in place of this Cahokia, which, by the way, is within sight of what today is the city of St. Louis. Now, you may not think much of St. Louis, but it's a different level of civilization. And the idea that people remain mystified by the Hopewells, it reflects the fact that they didn't have any system of writing. They didn't, as far as we can tell, have the wheel or domesticated animals, with very few exceptions, including the Muscovy duck and the dogs. More on this to come, and we will be covering more on this on our podcast, which we're going to be launching up again in light of history, because people get this history so very wrong. There was recently a proclamation by Governor Jay Inslee here in Washington putting a two-week pause on the phased rollbacks of regulations concerning our lives, concerning the COVID-19 and all the various precautions. All counties will be staying in whatever phase they're currently in for at least the next 2 weeks. The governor says the latest data show a potential plateau in new cases after several weeks of a fourth COVID wave. So that's good news. In other words, if you've been having surging cases with a fourth wave, some of which may in fact involve those variants that are very scary, then you would think that this would be a positive development. But again, this is not a permanent diktat from the government. I do believe, and I think that many people, left, right, and center, are feeling this right now, is that there is such confusing messaging from our leadership. And this is one thing that, honestly, Governor Inslee and President Biden and people who are trying to deal with this COVID-19 continuing crisis need to get right. There's somebody out there, Meghan McCain. She made this point, and I think she has something to say about the problem with the messaging, and not a very clear or complimentary judgment on what's going on. This is clip five.
The messaging The messaging on this is absolute garbage towards conservatives and Republicans, and it's getting worse. It's a public health crisis. I agree. We should all be vaccinated. I myself am vaccinated. I have no problem with vaccines, but the messaging is psychotic. And I just want to say, in Brookline, Massachusetts, they just rejected in the city the guidance to wear masks outdoors. So if you live in Brookline, Massachusetts, you have to wear a mask outdoors. If you live in Florida, the Surgeon General says you don't have to wear a mask anywhere. And a lot of this feels like it's more about control than science. If the vaccine is 94% effective, which we are told by science and the CDC and all the smart people that come on the show it is, if the vaccine works, why do we still have to wear masks outdoors? Why do we have to wear masks inside? And that's also part of the messaging problem. Because if you get a vaccine and nothing in your life changes, and I still have to wear a mask everywhere, and people still have to wear masks everywhere, then there's not, I'm sorry, but like the way human nature works and human beings work is there has to be an impetus and a reason to get vaccines to get what you want. And I'm horrified by the way people are talking to Republicans right now.
Okay, so not just throwing the Republicans, throwing everybody. Governor Inslee announced yesterday venues in Washington State are now allowed to have vaccinated sections to increase capacity. The new rules outlined in a release from the governor's office say that vaccinated sections can increase the allowed total capacity to 50% or 22,000 people, whichever is smaller. Outdoor unvaccinated spaces are still limited to 9,000 people, with groups still maintaining 6 feet difference from each other. See, all of this is so complicated, and it changes every week, and it is so difficult to understand. People can understand a clear, direct rule. But the idea that you're going to have vaccinated sections and non-vaccinated sections, and how are you going to prove that you have been vaccinated, etc. This is bureaucracy run wild at a time when we deserve and require better. We'll be right back on The MedVed Show.
The Michael MedVed Show.
That is really extreme.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Summer rushing toward us with as such beautiful days as we've had. I know. This Saturday was something. Saturday was not an exception, but we certainly did have some exceptional rain yesterday. But with beautiful days rushing toward us in summertime, there is such tremendous public hunger about just trying to be done with the pandemic dominating and distorting our lives. And with the vaccine, which was a miraculous development and truly a blessing from God, and congratulations to President Trump in supervising its long-term development. Congratulations to President Biden, at least in the first weeks of his administration, in continuing to get vaccines into people's arms and even picking up the pace of people getting vaccines. But I do believe that right now, one of the difficulties with the entire situation and to the resistance of actually getting the vaccine by so many people has to do with the confusing messaging. Dr. Jonathan Reiner, who is a professor of medicine and surgery at GWU, George Washington University in the nation's capital, talked about what's going on with the CDC messaging regarding the COVID restrictions and the ongoing program to get everyone vaccinated. He was on CNN with Allison Camerota, who is noted to be one of those people in cable television who sometimes asks some pretty tough questions. Clip 12A.
Currently, the CDC guidelines for fully vaccinated people in terms of how they can behave outdoors. Let me read it to you. You can gather or conduct activities outdoors without wearing a mask, except in certain crowded settings and venues. What do you wish the guidance was that they were giving?
I wish the guidance would tell vaccinated people that they're immune, because that is the truth. So the CDC updated the most recent statistics on the first 95 million fully vaccinated Americans. And out of that cohort, 95 million people, there have been 9,000 symptomatic infections. That's 0.009%. So said another way, if you're vaccinated, you are 99.991% protected from getting sick with this virus. We also have data that shows that you're just about as well protected against asymptomatic infection. So I want vaccinated people to know that, yeah, you can walk around without a mask because you are not going to get sick and you are not going to get somebody else sick. You know, the problem is that the CDC has to give guidance that doesn't negatively impact people who haven't been vaccinated. And I think they're worried that if you tell vaccinated people you don't need to wear a mask, then no one will wear a mask. But the truth is, if you're vaccinated, you really don't need to wear a mask in public.
Okay. Is that really the thinking of the CDC? Is they can't acknowledge that because they're afraid that, people will get the mistaken idea that somebody who has gotten no vaccine, not even one, is just as protected as the people who've been vaccinated? I think the American people are smart enough, by and large, to understand that you are much, much, much less likely, if you've completed your vaccination process, to contract this virus than you would be if you hadn't taken the shots. The question remains in this conversation on CNN with Dr. Jonathan Reiner of George Washington University. Okay, so why get vaccinated at all with these confusing messages from our medical authorities? Listen.
For people who are reluctant or hesitant about getting the vaccine, what for them in their mind should be the urgency to get that first shot?
This is what I would remind people who are reluctant to get their first shot. Right now, we're still averaging about 680 deaths per day in the United States. Every single one of those deaths is an unvaccinated person. Almost without exception, every one of the deaths now in this country is somebody who has not been vaccinated. What more incentive can I give you?
That should be a pretty big incentive when you think about it. 680 deaths a day. Okay, think about that. Think about that. And that means we have some ground to cover before we can feel fully confident. Beginning today, apparently the Seattle Mariners will be offering COVID-19 vaccines to eligible fans during games at T-Mobile Park. It's a nice idea, especially with the Mariners. I know it was a depressing game last night, but still a winning record. The free vaccinations will be administered by Seattle Fire personnel, with Virginia Mason providing staff and volunteers to assist. Fans are going to have a choice between a Johnson & Johnson shot, that's the one-shot vaccine, or the first dose of the Moderna vaccine, with a second to be scheduled at the vaccination sites of Lumen Field, Rainier Beach, or West Seattle. Okay, for people who have not started this process yet, once you get the first vaccine, it is vastly easier to get an appointment to lock down how you can get your second vaccine. And considering the amount of safety this adds for your life and the reassurance to people around you, this is something, again, particularly if they're giving free vaccines for eligible people at, I almost said Safeco Field, at the Mariners games, then T-Mobile Park, then by all means, I hope people will take advantage and cheer the M's on to victory. Speaking about being cheered on to victory, there's a writer for the New York Times who seems to be obsessed with ending the eating of meat. And why? Because of climate change. And also because of pandemics. Ezra Klein brings up the idea that most people believe that this pandemic entered the world because people in China were eating bats. And I know that's been argued about whether that's true or not. But apparently they have traced it down to a so-called wet market. So is eating meat really so destructive that we should pump all kinds of billions, if not trillions of dollars, into creating meat alternatives? I'll tell you why this is so misguided, but some of the rhetoric, it seems to me to be interesting. We will be getting to that. We will also cover how fed-up citizens, armed with a petition, actually got something incredible accomplished down in Texas' most liberal big city, Austin. That's the seat of the University of Texas, seat of the Texas government, and actually won a victory against the idea that Texans or anybody has a right to sleep in a camp in public parks. We'll also be talking about a potential candidate for governor of Texas, he said so a number of times, Matthew McConaughey, and a real-life candidate, Caitlyn Jenner, who just took a courageous, and it seems to me very encouraging and sensible, a common-sense position on what is, for her, a profoundly uncomfortable subject, which is the ability of transgendered girls to participate in boys' sports. What other celebrities would you like to see run for office? Aside from Matthew McConaughey and Caitlyn Jenner, potentially The Rock, we will be getting to that and to much more. Coming up in an action-packed final hour right here for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax-deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.